history. In school, how did the teachers refer to the war? Would they teach it as a war between the states, or would they say the Civil War?
Yes, and I imagine that the Southerners were always slanted in the Northern.
It's always
the same way. I don't imagine we'd be human if we wasn't. Of course, we thought the Yankees were damn Yankees, and they thought we were rebels. So
I'm curious how they would refer to it. They probably would not say Civil War, right?
Oh yes, we were taught about the Civil War, but of course we were taught that we had to fight it because you were about to take our slaves away from us. Oh goodness.
I thought perhaps they would use a different term.
No, they would tell us about the Confederate Army and the Union Army and all of that, but I'm sure that we all loved Robert E. Lee and Jefferson and all of those great Southerners, and we didn't think too much of the Grant. In fact, we thought he was a marauder.
It's a curious thing. By the time I got to school, Grant had a very bad reputation.
Well, you know, all of them have had, even Washington. And do you know they were about to impeach George Robinson? George Washington, they were talking about impeaching him during his second term. I have a new book of Washington, that's what the biographer said. That he had all kinds of trouble during his second term. That's one reason.
I didn't realize that.
I didn't either until I was reading that. It's right interesting.
And the Congress actually...
They didn't go quite as far as they have in making up the, you know, getting the committee ready to impeach. That's what they're trying to do to President Nixon. And I'm one of the ones that believe in Nixon.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Well, I'm just telling you, I think he has been the most malign. He has been crucified by the press and that committee, and I can't stand Irving.
Well, it is interesting.